There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. There's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think the gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten, and I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduce this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Hello, welcome to tonight's edition of Queer Music Heritage, which I think you'll find will be packed with history and humor. The humor will come in the second half, when I'll feature an interview with those Dragapella divas, the Kinsey Six. The first part of the show will be a tribute to one of the influences of the women's music movement, Jenny Clemons. I've been planning a segment on her for quite some time, but now it carries a special sadness, because she was killed in a car accident near her home in Hawaii on February 15th. Just a few days before her 67th birthday. Before I get into some of the history of Jenny, I want to play a song she recorded on a various artist compilation. The compilation was called Gay and Straight Together, and she produced this album in 1980 on her own label, Open Door Records, in Chicago. And Folkways Records also released the album that same year. The album included Charlie Murphy, who you heard in my intro, and several other artists I've played in the past. Again, it was called Gay and Straight Together, and with her typical spirit, she wrote on the album notes that it was brought into existence to promote understanding, acceptance, and support between different lifestyles. The album contained a mix of gay and straight, young and old, and male and female artists, and for her own song in the album, Clemons chose one written by folk singer, songwriter, activist Malvina Reynolds, called Love Somebody.
Love somebody, no matter who. Love somebody, no matter who, no matter who. If it's a horse or a canary, if it's a dyke, if it's a fairy, if it's alive and needs your caring, love somebody, no matter who. Even someone straight will do. Well, the sin of sins is pride and an empty heart inside, and self-righteousness will take you where old Satan dare not go, down below. Jesus said, love one another, every sister and brother. Don't go posing in your steeple, throwing stones at other people. Take a moment out and try to note the mote in your own eye. Miss Anita, get behind us. We don't need the Citrus Gang to guide us in the way we should go. 'Cause we do love one another, as the good Lord bade us do, though it gets a little arduous loving you. Love somebody, no matter who. Love somebody, no matter who, no matter who. If it's the same sex or complimenting, if it's an adult who's consenting, if it's alive and needs your caring, love somebody, no matter who. Even someone straight will do. Sing it with me. Love somebody, no matter who. Love love somebody, no matter who. No matter who, if it's the same sex, if it's the same, or complimenting. If it's an adult who's consenting, if it's alive and needs your caring, love somebody, no matter who. Even someone straight will do.
Ginny Clemons had a long history in music, and it went back much further than her involvement with the women's music movement. In the late 1950s in Chicago, she got started in folk singing, but she did not limit herself to one style. For example, she decided to take up the banjo, not your typical women's instrument in those days. And she also included blues songs in her performances, which she continued to do throughout her career. But she wasn't a full-time musician. She was also a recreational therapist working with retarded children. And she found that music, and especially getting them to sing together, was a useful way to reach them and to help them feel less alienated from one another. This led in 1965 to her first album called Singing Rainbow and Other Children's Songs on the Folkways label. Here's a bit of one of the songs from that album.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing a rainbow, sing a listen with your eyes, listen with your eyes, and sing everything you see. You can sing a rainbow, sing along with me.
So by the late 60s and early 70s, she had progressed from folk and blues to children's music. But for the people who like to classify artists, she was about to confound them even more. Here is a quote from her that explains the catalyst to her next progression. I heard Cassie Culver sing, and Margie Adam, and they were singing songs coming out of a feeling of strength and integrity in being women, and it gave me a different perspective on what it meant to be a feminist. I saw that it didn't have to be man-hating, but rather a belief that women could be strong and independent if they chose to be, and that it was important that they have that choice. This realization led her more and more towards performing at women's gatherings, meetings of the National Organization of Women, and feminist conferences. One of her most known blues songs was also one of her first feminist songs, Wow Women Don't Get the Blues. It was written by Ida Cox in the 20s, and using it to promote feminism, Ginny Clemons brought a whole new meaning to it.
Wondering why the loving father don't come along. Yeah, but wild women don't worry. Wild women don't get the blues. Yeah. Oh, I've got a disposition, and I've got a way of my own. I'm not about to spend one lonely night at home. I go out and drink a whiskey. Man out if you don't act right. Wild women don't. wouldn't tell you no lie. Wild women are the only kind ever get by. Wild women, don't worry. Hit it.
Ah yes, those wild women don't get the blues. That song was one of the staples of her repertoire, and she recorded it twice. The first time was a more acoustic version on her 1976 album, Longtime Friends. And then she recorded the version you just heard and made it the title track of an album in 1981. But her influence went further than just her songs. You've heard me mention many times in this show of Lady Slipper music as being one of the main sources of recordings by lesbians. I was able to get some short interview comments about Jenny from Lori Fuchs, who was the primary founder of Lady Slipper. In 1976, Lori began Lady Slipper because there were just no sources for women to buy the early recordings for the artists they would hear about or see at the women's festivals. So as you'll hear, Lori started a mail-order business, which is still going strong today. You can find it on the net at www.ladyslipper.org. Lori starts out her comments by telling about her first exposure to Jenny Clemons.
When I went to this first festival for me, which was 1976, it was actually the third National Women's Music Festival in Champaign, Urbana. For some reason, one of the strongest memories that I have is round robins just cropping up, and there would be Jenny with her banjo. And so from that time, many, many people went away from this festival just being very inspired to go home and start something as their participation in cultural and political, we considered it cultural and political work at the time. And I really think that Jenny's presence helped foster that feeling of this being something that we were all invited to participate in.
Can you tell us something about the influence of her music itself?
There were a few things that were notable on her really early LP, Looking for Some Longtime Friends, that I remember. One was that she performed a song called Lady-O. I think this was by someone named Judy Sills, but it was one of the really early lesbian songs that I ever heard. And I think the title of her LP, Longtime Friends, sort of captures some of the spirit of the early women's music and culture movement. And another thing that I think she contributed was there was a real sort of do-it-yourself sense that she brought to this. Women started making their own cassette tapes and just sort of doing some general things that have become much more popular now. And the do-it-yourself spirit is much stronger today than it was back then, but I think that that's something important that she brought to the movement, was to say you don't need to have big bucks, you don't need to have a fancy producer, you can do it yourself.
When did you first become aware of her album, and how did it get to Lady Slipper?
That festival is where the idea for Lady Slipper was born. So I went to the festival, and before I even left the festival, I was already thinking, oh, I think it would be really nice to have a mail order business where people could find the recordings of some of the people who are present here and performing here. I know that her LP was in our very, very first catalog, and we had 13 titles in it, and Jenny's was one of them.
How about some personal memories of Jenny?
I didn't know her really well back then, but I would just say that she seemed to have a real generosity of spirit and inclusiveness and just kind of down home and warm and inviting and sense of humor. And we've had some contact over the years around distribution. And then a couple of years ago, my partner and I were going to visit Maui, and we got in touch with her, and she well, first she said, well, of course, I'd love to get together and let's meet on a beach. And then she was sick and she almost canceled out of this. But finally she decided she felt well enough and she came on down to the beach and she just met us there and she had her guitar and, you know, we just sat there and we would talk and she sort of interspersed, you know, the conversation with the song she had written since she moved to Hawaii, and they were just absolutely beautiful. They just really, really moved me. You know, then she handed me the CD underneath Hawaiian skies, and there they all were. I was really glad that they were recorded. And, you know, just having listened to them as the sunset over the ocean, you know, it was a very special time, and I'm glad that we were fortunate enough to have that time with her.
Lori mentioned the song Lady-O from Jenny's Longtime Friends album, and yes, it was written by Judy Sill. Let's hear it.
Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. See you in my holiest dreams, Lady-O. Try it out. Do 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 do. See you in my holiest dreams, Lady-O. While you sit and seek, a crescent moon is waiting at your feet. With hope that's made of sand, you don't think you can, but you have held it all in your hand. Lady-O. So on my heels I'll grow wings, gonna ride silver streams. I'll see you in my holiest dreams, Lady-O. Been trying hard to keep from needing you, but from the start my heart just rose and flows. I see where it goes, still somehow my love for you grows, Lady-O. So on my heels I'll grow wings, gonna ride silver streams. I'll see you in my holiest dreams, Lady-O. Do 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 do.
Some harmony starting there. We've got to do it again.
Do, 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 do.
Looking for some
It's a wide world with many ways to give, many ways to love and many ways to live. I'm not so sure I want to find just one soul to blend with mine. So I'm looking for some long-time friends. I'm looking for some long-time friends. Sing it out. I'm looking for some long-time friends. Life's a long and twisting road, many curves and unseen bends. So I'm looking for some long-time friends. Sing it again. I'm looking for some.
That was Lady-O, and I followed it with a reprise of the title track from the Longtime Friends album from 1976 on Jenny's Open Door Records label. I've got a special treat for you now. The next song was recorded live at the 2nd Annual National Women's Music Festival. That festival was held in 1975 at the University of Illinois in Champaign. And the song Jenny Clemons sang was one many of you fans of women's music will know. It's Best Friend, the Unicorn Song, which was written by Margie Adam. That means you'll be hearing a version recorded a year before Margie Adam recorded it herself on her first album, and also a year before it appeared on Jenny's Longtime Friends album.
When I was growing up, my best friend was a unicorn. The others smiled at me and called me crazy. But I was not upset by knowing I did not conform. Always knew the sea must be hazy. A unicorn and I would while away the hours, dancing, prancing, and romancing through wild flowers. And we'd sing infinite in the thing to see. Loving is believing in the one you love. But no, now seeking is believing in the thing to see. Loving is believing in the one you love. When I was 17, my best friend was Northern Star. The others smiled at me and called me crazy. But I was not upset, for my thoughts were very far away from day he heard that he said he me. A Northern Star and I would share our dreams together, laughing, sighing, sometimes crying through all kinds of weather. And we'd sing, seeing is believing in the thing to see. Loving is believing in the one you love. Seeing is believing in the thing to see. Inside and I, a while away, the thing to see. Loving is believing in the one you love. Yes, loving is believing in the one you love.
That was Best Friend, the Unicorn Song, as sung by Jenny Clemons at the second National Women's Music Festival in 1975. Jenny Clemons was a quiet force in the Chicago folk scene for over 25 years, and then in the late 80s, she moved to rural Indiana, and then a few years later moved again to Hawaii, where she continued to write and perform. In celebration of her 65th birthday in 2001, she released her seventh album, inspired by living on Maui. It was called Underneath Hawaiian Skies. While many of the songs are filled with her insight, humor, and eloquence, she couldn't do an album without a sassy blues song. So that's what I'm going to use to close this tribute to her. It's called Volcano Mama Geothermal Blues.
I'm a volcano mama, just might see me blow my top.
Blow my top.
Yeah, I'm a volcano mama, just might see me blow my top.
Blow my top.
Hell, if you don't treat me right, all this medicine round my skirts has gotta stop. If you treat your mama right, you put on her red hot gown. But if you bruise her body, she will blow you down. Oh, the way you try to use me, it makes me weep and sigh. Why, it's enough to make any volcano mama go dry. I'm a volcano mama, and you just might see me blow my top. St. Helen, she's a friend of mine, and Madame Pele too. If you don't stop mistreating us, we're gonna flow all over you. First we'll burn your buns, then we'll smoke your soul, and you won't be getting any more red hot jelly roll. I'm a volcano mama, you just might see me blow my top. Treat your mama right, she'll put on her red hot gown. But if you bruise her body, she will blow you down. Oh, wait, try to use me, makes me weep and sigh. It's enough to make any volcano mama go dry. I'm a volcano mama, you just might see me blow my top. I'm a volcano mama, just might see me blow my top.
Blow my top.
I'm a volcano mama, just might see me blow my top.
Blow my top.
Well, if you don't treat me right, all this mess around my red hot flowing skirts has got to stop. Got to stop. You got a lot of nerve setting up your rig in my skirts.
While it is tragic that she was killed in a car accident, we are blessed that we have her music and her spirit to enrich us. She will be missed.
I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow too.
No closet for me, no closet for me. Jamie Anderson, and there's no closet for me or you either when you listen to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT in Houston.
Closets are for clothing and not for me.
That was a bit of Jamie Anderson singing No Closet. And this is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Also, I invite you to check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can view the playlist and see lots of photos of Jenny Clemons and her recordings. And on my site, you can also listen to the show anytime. Next, I've got a very special interview. At the end of January, one of my favorite groups came to perform in Houston, the Kinsey Six. They bill themselves as America's favorite drag cappella beauty shop quartet, and they can back that up because they are incredible singers. Since 1997, they've released 3 CDs, and they are all wonderful. They are probably most known for their comedy songs, parodies of songs you know, but done just a little bit twisted. Before we get to the interview, I want you to hear probably my favorite of their songs, Gay, Straight, or Bi.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. These fundamental things apply, gay, straight, or bi, gay, straight, or bi.
Now would it really scare us if Hanks could kiss Banderas just once before he dies?
That's what the future brings as time goes by,
as
time goes by. When Ellen kisses Laura Dern and networks celebrate,
Tom Selleck kisses Kevin Klein, no need to prove he's straight.
Richard Simmons gets a man, and Dykes with kids can date. Two moms and apple pie. I'd like to wake one morning without parental warning as Bert and Ernie kiss goodbye. The world may someday welcome lovers. Gay, straight, or bi.
That was Gay, Straight, or Bi from their second album called Boys to Girls. While they were in town, I was able to get an interview with two of the members, Ben Schatz, who plays Rachel, and Chris Dilley, who is Trampolina. And as you'll see, sometimes it was hard to tell whether it was Ben, Rachel, Chris, or Trampolina answering. Okay, this is the obvious stock question. How did the Kinsey Six start?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The Kinsey Six actually formed by accident. We formed, a few of us were friends. We went to a Bette Midler concert, New Year's Eve, 1993. And we went in Gloria's Andrews Sisters drag because we thought there'd be lots of drag queens there. But it turned out that when we went, that we were the only drag queens there other than Bette. And we got tumultuous applause. And then there was this woman who came up to us and she said she was a promoter and would we sing somewhere? And we said, we don't sing. And then on the way home, we were so transfixed and inspired by Bette's gloriousness that we started singing in the streets and we sounded really good. So we stayed up till 3 a.m. and decided to form a singing group. And that's how the group formed, completely by accident. And it's an accident that continues to this day.
How many different Kinseys have there been?
There have been, I guess we're up to 7 Kinseys now, which is, you know, considering it's been 9 years, two of us are Rachel and Winnie are originals. We've been with the group for 9 years. Trampolina here are replaced Vaselina, and you came in,
I came in 4 years ago. So Trampolina's 4 years old.
And then,
she looks even younger.
Who's the most talented?
Next question.
You shouldn't be asking questions like that.
Well, I don't think either of us want to say who's the most talented, but I think we would both agree that the two least talented members are Winnie and Trixie.
I think it's Trixie and Winnie.
Yes, yes.
Do your alter egos ever take over?
Absolutely not. I can't imagine.
What do you mean take over? I'm already in charge. I have to say, actually, this is Ben speaking. I have to say that Rachel gives Ben a fighting chance of being socially appropriate, because Rachel is one big old piece of work, and she gets a lot out of my system. Some would say not enough, but nonetheless, she does get a lot out of my system.
I think Trampolina's dippiness can definitely take over once in a while. But that was a problem before Trampolina even existed. Yes, she can take over, absolutely. It'll probably happen within the next 10 minutes.
How about for the other two? Can you comment on their alter egos taking over?
Well, I mean, I have to say the other two are just, they're both really a mess,
yeah.
Period. And so, you know, whether or not their alter egos take over, it's equally unattractive.
Right. Their therapists are making thousands and thousands of dollars on that issue alone.
Undeservedly, I should add.
Mm-hmm. On both of their parts.
Yes.
Not working.
No.
What is this connection between lawyers and drag divas?
What is the connection between lawyers and drag divas? Absolutely none. Although I am pleased to say that the Harvard Law School Alumni Magazine did run an article just a few months ago on Rachel and Ben, which I believe is a first for a Harvard Law School Alumni publication. So I'm very happy about that. The connection is, in a more deeply rooted way, that we're able to negotiate our own contracts.
And, you know, you spend all that time in law school and all that time in a law office, and wouldn't you want to become a Dragapella diva yourself?
My parents were deeply, deeply humiliated by my decision to become a lawyer. And I finally gave in and to their lifelong dream of having a singing drag queen for a son.
Yeah,
it was just family pressure.
We're trying to get Ben and Rachel to really express their own views and not be affected by other people like that in the future.
To some of the listeners, it may be obvious how you got your name. But to others, it may not be. Can you explain?
The name is based on the Kinsey scale of sexuality, which was developed in the 50s. Is that right? By Alfred Kinsey and the Kinsey School. There was some sort of Kinsey
School. Report.
The Kinsey Report. And it's a scale based on sexual experience. And the scale runs from 1 to 6. And if you're a 1, that means you have had solely heterosexual experiences. If you're a 6, that means you've had solely homosexual experiences. So obviously 6 is a perfect score. So we decided to call ourselves the Kinsey 6, and it's spelled S-I-C-K-S, which is a nod to our virginal sense of humor.
Rachel, what is your favorite KS song?
My favorite Kinsey song is whatever I happen to be singing that makes people look at me, me, me. No, I mean, there are so many. My favorite song right now is one that I'm back up in, and that's Be a Slut. That just happens to be at my, and it's not on any of our CDs. So there you have it. So be sure to come and see us live so you can see the song. I love I Wish You Peace. I love some of the more obscure ones like Dead Princess. You know, there's songs I love to perform. Their songs, you know, I love a lot of them. Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. And you, Trampy? May I call you Trampy?
Yes, you may. All my friends do. My favorite song right now, again, like Ben, is a new song called Rent a Homo, which is just so much fun to sing. It just feels really good to sing. We're starting to arrange more and more songs that really let us sing our little hearts out, as well as have bitingly funny lyrics and all of that other great stuff that the Kinsey Six is known for. But I also love some of the obscure things. There's a track on Boys to Girls called Song for an Answering Machine that I really, really like. And I also have a good time with some of the more standard Kinsey stuff, like Beaver and Titanic and Worry, the old standbys that we always put on stage for everybody's delight and horror.
I've asked your favorite song. This is not quite the same question. Of what song are you most proud?
Well, as of late, Rent a Homo is one that I think is really fabulous. Winnie and I did the arrangement on it, and as arranging music is my primary creative role with the group at this point, and I think we did a pretty fantastic job on that one. What You Never Told Me is another one that Winnie and I arranged together, and we were pretty proud of that one as well, as far as the arranging goes.
And Ben, Rachel?
I'm proud of some of the more daring stuff politically. Or just stuff that's daring in a variety of ways. I'm proud of Life Size Jesus and Dead Princess, because they both take audiences in an unexpected direction. Usually what a song will do is, you know, start off being mock serious and then becomes funny. But what those two songs do is the opposite. They start off funny and they end up being poignant, and that's harder to do. So I'm proud of those. I'm proud of things like Rent a Homo, By My Pride, which is a new song we've done. We're going to be arranging a new song called All the White Faces. You know, again, a fairly daring politically. And, you know, I love the opportunity to address in the songs, you know, things that people don't normally talk about. And we do it with humor. So it's not the kind of stuff that beats people up over the head. And I love being able to challenge audiences. And I think audiences really like the fact that we don't talk down to them, that we challenge them, and that they have to really pay close attention and listen a few times. And
what's the group's most tasteless song?
Wow, there are a lot of contenders in that category.
Snatchmaker,
anal warts, herpes. What else? Beaver.
Beaver's not as tasteless as
this. Guess not.
Well, I don't think I can play any of those, but let's take a musical break to hear my favorite song from their latest CD, Six in the City. You'll know the tune, and their twist on it is both political and funny. It's called Locked Out of the Chapel of Love.
Bung, 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 bung. Spring is here, and my domestic partner is too. Whoa, 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 we'll put a sign that says just married on our Subaru. We'll say I can't, because we can't say I do. At a wedding ceremony worth manure. You see, we're going to the chapel, but we cannot get married. From Vermont to Minneapolis, no, we cannot get married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Bells may ring and the sun may shine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The 1,000 tax breaks will never be mine, no. And when I hold you close, in half the states it's a crime. Don't confuse matrimony and love. Don't ask, don't tell an apple is you wanna get married. It's rabbinical and papal is to keep us from getting married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Down in the Big Apple, no, we cannot get married. Clearly nowhere on the map, let us legally get married. Gee, I really love you, but we still cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Whoa, 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 whoa. Until people grapple with bum, 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 love.
Mom, love. Is there any member who's the den mother?
Winnie.
Absolutely.
Because she's a pain in the ass.
Uh-huh. Sometimes Rachel sneaks up on me.
That's the definitive statement.
I guess so. Winnie is terribly, terribly organized, with an emphasis on the word terrible. She keeps us all in line, and when things go wrong with sound and whatever, so we travel so much that we're always in a new venue, and inevitably something will be kooky and go a little awry, and Winnie's always the one to take charge. And she's also wearing the pitch pipe, so she gives us the first note of every song and makes sure everybody's ready before we start. And she takes care of us, that Winnie.
Ben, tell us about your work with the Clinton White House.
Well, you know, mostly it was just sex. You know, quite frankly, I didn't get paid enough for it. And, you know, I've got several dresses with stains on it. In fact, I'll be wearing one in tonight's show.
Is it blue?
Is it blue? No, it was blown.
Okay. Grammar, darling, grammar.
Right. You just can't find radio interviewers like you used to. Is it blown? Not is it blue. Frequently. But not frequently enough. Oh, would you like a serious answer?
No. Yeah.
Okay, back when I was pretending to be respectable, I was an attorney, and I ran the Gay and Lesbian. I was the executive director.
Gay and Lentil?
I was the executive director of the Gay and Lesbian Medical Association. And before that, I'd been an attorney doing AIDS discrimination issues. And as a result of that work, I was asked to write Clinton's AIDS and gay rights policy stuff during the stuff. That was the official term during the 1992 presidential campaign. And as a result of that, I ended up getting offered some jobs, which I decided not to take. But then with the Clinton administration, as opposed to with Denny's. And then I ended up serving on the Presidential AIDS Council as the chair of the discrimination committee. So that's, and I did give Bill Clinton a copy of our Dragapella CD the night before he was impeached in the White House. I was probably the only time he laughed that day.
Trampy, how did you get into the group?
There are so many ways to answer that question, but I'll give you the serious answer because that's the first one that comes to mind. I was actually performing next door to the Kinsey Six in San Francisco at the New Conservatory, and we shared a dressing room, and I was doing a musical, so they knew that I sang, and that's when we became friends. That's when I became a fan of the group, and actually, I have a copy of the first CD, Dragapella, signed to me, Chris, as Chris the Fan, you know, with no indication that I would actually become a member of the group. And then a few months later, I got a call because they were doing their new show and one of the members wasn't going to be able to, fit each performance into their schedule. So they needed an understudy. So they asked me to audition and that's how I became an understudy. And then a few months later, Jerry, who played Vaselina, left the group and I was asked to, fill that spot. So that's how I became a member of the Kinsey Six.
Was there a casting couch?
No, and I'm really offended by that. I meant to tell you. I took it personally, and
there was a casting sling, however.
It's really comfortable, by the way. By the way, do your viewers know that you don't wear any pants when you do these interviews?
They didn't until now.
Oh, okay.
Well, I must say, your bra matches your testicles.
Who does the writing and arranging for the group?
This is Ben. I do most of the lyric writing and most of the writing of original songs, but I'm completely clueless when it comes to arranging, you know, like making a song actually sound half decent. And that is what, where Winnie and Trampolina take over and they do a magnificent job. It's not as absolutely clear as that, you know, various people have written original songs and parodies. I've done a little, you know, help with arranging, but basically that's the primary breakdown, other than the breakdown that we all experience when we spend too much time together.
And you've done most of the lyrics.
I have.
How do you get the knack to do that?
Well, I'm eloquent.
Well said.
Thank you. I come from a family of writers. You know, I was a lawyer, so I usually speak words, and sometimes I write them.
Rachel really has a way with words.
Yeah, I love to write. For me, the writing is as much fun as the performing. I just, you know, having it was something I always used to do, but I didn't have a vehicle for it. And it's one of the things that keeps me really excited about the group is that there's a host of new things that can be written about that no one else has been tasteless enough to tackle before.
Who does the press releases?
They vary. Sometimes it's Winnie, sometimes it is I. I mean, generally, we don't do a whole lot of press releases. We send, you know, we have our announcements on emails.
Oh, by the way, how do people get on our email list?
Oh, they check out www.kinsey6.com.
Ooh.
What was that again? I'm so glad you asked,
Chris.
Yeah,
I didn't hear. Sorry.
It's kinsey6.com. kinseysicks.com.
Mm-hmm. And the email list is really fun to be on. We get lots of responses that it's the most entertaining spam you can ever get.
It is. I can vouch for that. Are you planning a new CD right now?
We have enough material for a new CD.
We have enough material for two new CDs.
Yeah, as we said,
So it's just a question about when we have the time. We're on the road so much now. I mean, fortunately, the world is filled with tasteless people. We've now sort of stopped just inflicting ourselves on U.S. citizens, and we've been performing in Canada and Mexico and Europe. And so we're constantly traveling, and it makes it harder to record CDs, but we know we'll be doing another one relatively soon.
A Christmas one?
Yes, we do have a Christmas one in the future, and we do have another of the next batch of our fabulous songs. I'm really excited. Actually, our three CDs are wonderful, and I think they just keep getting better. Our next crop is going to be really exciting and impressive. So the fourth one's going to be smashing.
Of the songs you've not recorded, which are your favorites?
When we talked about Rent a Homo and By My Pride, which is a parody of By My Side from Godspell.
Be
a Slut is a Trixie original. It's a gospel number that's rousing and wonderful.
I love singing Don't Rain in My Buffet.
Yeah, Rachel does a parody of Don't Rain in My Parade. That's really wonderful. I do a spoof on The Way We Were called Herpes. It's about herpes, actually.
Yeah, it's hard for me to remember actually one of the songs we haven't recorded. I have to sort of sit.
We also have a batch of ones that we've had for years and years and years that for one reason or another just never got onto a CD. So we'll mine those as well because there's some great, great oldies that haven't yet been.
Does it blur together? Did we record this?
Yeah, it does at this point.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, almost everything blurs together.
Including your eye makeup. Let me fix that.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
What's your favorite interview question?
Oh, my favorite interview question is, what's my favorite interview question?
I'll go with that for now. I'll have to think about that jump in.
Actually, my real favorite interview question is, how can our listeners arrange to have sex with you and pay you for it, Rachel?
Well,
just send an email to kinsey6.com with photo.
That's right.
And payment offers. That's not legal. Okay, you don't have to pay me. I'll accept food. Can you Indeed. Say the F word on your show?
No.
Oh.
Oh, darn. I love the word fruit. Apples are really good for you. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say it.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
Apples. Can I say that? The A word?
Yeah.
That's the last question I have. I've been trying to figure out a way for you guys to do a jingle for my show, and I'm not creative enough to think how you're going to get Queer Music Heritage into a jingle. That's a challenge.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you should listen to Queer Music Heritage. This is the Kinsey Six ordering you that after you go on our website and buy all of our merchandise and come see our show,
What's
you should...
What's our website again?
www.kinsey6.com. After you do all that, you should listen to Queer Music Heritage.
Wait, you know, we could do something like listen to Queer Music Heritage because it rhymes with orange.
I'm thinking.
Oh boy, I sure hope he doesn't put this part on the air.
It's fascinating.
I've done that before.
A fascinating look into the creative minds of the Kinsey Six.
And how they're very often not creative at all.
Well, that was difficult. My brain hurts.
I'm going to give that some thought. I have a rhyming dictionary. I'll see what we can come up with at Rhyme Heritage. Rhyming dictionaries are a very useful tool.
Yes. Rachel's a lot like Stephen Sondheim.
How so?
Because he has a rhyming dictionary, too.
Oh, Stephen Sondheim has an enormous penis also?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
A rhyming dictionary.
Oh.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing all of your listeners at the next Kinsey Six show. This is Trampolina saying bye-bye.
Okay, as you can tell, that interview was a lot of fun. I've got more Kinsey Six for you to hear, but before we do, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show, and I want to thank Ben Schatz and Chris Dilley of the Kinsey Six for their interview comments. And in the first part of the show, I certainly want to thank Lori Fuchs of Lady Slipper Music for her comments about Jenny Clemons. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, I'd love to hear from you. Please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. And please check out my website. It's, logically enough, at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. And I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. And that installment will be a special one. It will include exclusive interviews and will be a tribute to two of my musical heroes, Romanowski and Phillips. To close the show, here's a medley I've put together of 10 Kinsey Six songs, which I hope will give you a good taste of their sometimes bad taste and very obvious musical talent. Here are the Kinsey Six.
If you ever see a show out west, nothing sweller than Dragapella, it's the best. Get your kicks from the group Kinsey Six,
where the goys are. Someone waits for me. Blonde hair that glows, a tiny nose, a strangely quiet family. where the goings are can be a mystery. I've found church pews are filled with Jews who want goings in the sack religiously.
When I was just a little boy, girl, I asked my mother, what would I be? Will I wear makeup? Will I do drag? And drive a pink caddy? Mary Kay, Sarah, whatever you'll be,
whatever you'll be,
just don't look more glam than me. Mary Kay, Sarah.
Baby Dyke, my baby Dyke, you look so butch on your motorbike. First you met a girl named Lynn, you had two dates, then you moved in. Maybe someday you'll have sex again, or make it with your ex again.
Da-da-da, 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 la-da-da, la-da-da, na-da-da, 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 na-da-da.
He's a real estate developer with an MBA. He'll gentrify your neighborhood so you can't stay. He is a top man at his craft. He invests with his friends who went to Dalton and Taft. In the East Village now, he's buying property. There'll be Ralph Lauren and Bugle Boy on Avenue B.
In the mood for a potential spouse, I cruise young men in all the bars. I think I'm not that old, damn it. But then they say,
but Blanche, you are.
I have the feeling that my age is precarious, my youth is vicarious.
You're scaring us.
Lost a good job in the city, 'cause I was looking for a man every night and day. And I never got a minute of sleep, 'cause I was cruising the piers by every river and bay. Big queens keep on turning,
turning.
Proud Marys keep on yearning. Trolling,
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 trolling on the river,
trolling on the river.
I said
trolling,
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 trolling on the river,
trolling on the river.
Here's a little song I wrote. I'm probably gonna get a frog in my throat. Don't be happy. Our history of worrying is long and proud. For every silver lining there is a cloud. Don't be happy.
Worry.
My doctor said my T cells were getting kind of low. She said, now boy, we've got to try to make those babies grow. She looked inside her big book of pharmacology and wrote not one prescription. She gave me 63
AZT,
and then you got DDC. Oh, don't forget D4T, 3TC, vitamin C for your HIV, girl, AZT. And then you got DDC.
Oh, don't forget D4T3TC. That's how easy drugs can be. That's how easy drugs can be. That's how easy drugs can be.
Do and do, do and do, ba do do and do and do and do, ba do do and do and do and do, ba do.
Hey girl,
hey fella,
listen to a little Dragapella. Don't you know? You can bet we're the world's first beauty shop quartet.
La 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 da da.
La 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 da da.
What's that noise?
Joy of joys!
It's a girl group
made of boys.
We're Vaselina,
Winnie,
Rachel,
and Lex.
We're the Kinsey Six.
Wah, 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 do, 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 do.
Come lassies, come lads, go girls and go Nats.
We're a fruity,
naughty
party.
Let's get a taste of the Kinsey
Six.
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 Six.